यहरद्भुवोभारम् ताम धनुम
विजहावजा
खंडकम खंडकेन देव द्वयम् चापि शितु समम् यया हरद् भुवो भारम् तां तनुम् विजहावजा कंटकम् खंटकेनेव द्वयम् चापि शितु समम् यया हरद् भुवो भारम् तां तनुम् विजहावजा कंटकम् खंटकेनेव द्वयम् चापि शितु समम्
That by which Aharat
took away
Bhuvaha
of the world
Bharam
burden
Tam
that
Tonum
body
Vijaho
relinquished
Ajaha
the unborn
Kantakam
thorn
Kantakena
by the thorn
Iva
like that
Dvayam
both
Ja,
also,
Api,
although,
Ishitu,
controlling,
Samam,
equal.
Translation: The Supreme Unborn, Lord Sri Krishna, caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies, and thus he relieved the burden of the world. This action was like picking out a thorn with a thorn, though both are the same to the controller.
So, Krishna's true business is going on in this material world. One is Paritranaya Sadhunam, and the other is Vinashaya Cha Duskrita. One business is to give protection to the law-abiding devotees. Devotee means who accept the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Controller and accept himself as subordinate. This is devotee. It's not very... Actually, we are subordinate to the laws of nature, and the nature is being manipulated by the Lord. Therefore, ultimately, we are subordinate to the Supreme Lord. God is great, everyone knows it, but I am not great. I am subordinate. Acceptance of this philosophy means, godly conscious or Krishna conscious. Very simple thing. There is no difficulty. But the demons are so rascal, they will not admit it. They are already under control. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Under the control of the stringent laws of material nature, still foolishly that rascal demon is thinking that he is free. This is rascal. Just like an outlaw is thinking that he doesn't care for the government. Although he is put into jail, he is punished there, still he is declaring, no, I don't care for you. Madness. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us to understand, the jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna Dar. A living entity is eternally servant of Krishna. That is his position. He can never become master. That's like there are four classes. The Shudra class, Paricharyatmakam Karyam Shudra Karma Svabhava. By nature, one who is Shudra, he cannot work very freely. That is not better, his better life is to remain subordinate. There's a woman, children. It is better for them to remain subordinate. It is practical, I've seen in our country and the Western countries, the women are given freedom. By the such freedom they are not happy. It is a fact. Therefore, Vedic system is that it is the father's duty when a girl is mature, before attaining puberty, she is handed over to a suitable boy. Please take child out. This girl, our marriage system is so long she was under my child. No, this is the process. So the woman, by nature, they should remain subordinate. It does not mean because somebody is my subordinate, therefore I shall cut his throat or her throat. No. Just like sometimes the Christian philosophers say, the animals are given under the control of man, therefore they should be slaughtered. This is their philosophy. Control of man does not mean that they should be taken care of. That is the law. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishi Guruksha Vanijam Vaishakarma Sabhavajam. The productive class, they should give protection to the cows. The cows are given under their protection. Not that because the cows are given under my protection, therefore I must open a slaughterhouse and kill them. Similarly, so children under the protection of father and mother, just like this child is sitting on the lap of, he is comfortable. But if the father thinks he is my under protection, therefore I shall cut throat. Now it is going on. The abortion means that. The child is taking shelter of the mother's womb for protection, but now she is being killed. The time is so bad. You see? So the idea is, the subordinate does not mean he is in difficulty. No. Similarly, we are subordinate to God. That is a fact. Nobody can deny it. So remain under the protection of God. That is our natural state. That is our natural state. Ekoju bahunam vidudati kama. What is God? God, just like here is God, Krishna. What is the difference? No difference. He has got two hands, you have got two hands. He has got two legs, you have got two legs. He has got head, you have got head. So, from the bodily feature, man is made after God. There is no difference. But the difference is that he gives you protection. And you are protected. Therefore we are worshipping God. This is the difference. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kamaan. Nitya nityana. This is the Vedic injunction. God is also nitya, eternal. We are also eternal. Na hannate hannamani sarire. We do not die. This is our cognition life. We are changing our body. Because we have forgotten Krishna. There is no Krishna consciousness, but you are manufacturing different consciousness. And as we are manufacturing different consciousness, we are being contaminated by the particular quality of nature. They do not know that. How are we becoming contaminated? There are three modes of material nature: satogun, rajogun, tamogun, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And we are according to the association. Just like here we can see, somebody cannot live without smoking. It is practical. But none of our devotees smoke. So it is possible. Because a devotee is associating with the devotees, therefore he is acquiring the quality by association, contamination. This is a fact. If you go to a contaminated, diseased person, you are infected. We should be very careful. Dadati pradiginnati gujjama khati prichati cha bhungte bhojate chaiva sarabidhi priti lakhana. Intimate relation with somebody. So there is bhungte bhojayate. When you become intimate to certain friend, he gives to eat you something, you eat, and you also give him something to eat, he eats. But if they are of different quality, then by eating you contaminated, you are contaminated by his infection, and he is contaminated by infection. That is practical medical science. If you eat the remnants of foodstuff of a tuberculosis patient, then you are attacked with tuberculosis. Or cholera patient, there are so many diseases. The eating is so important thing. And the germs, they come out from the mouth very easily. Very easily. Formerly there was politics. They are called Vishokanna, poison girl. The politician used to keep. I do not know whether nowadays the politician keep. But we find from Vedic literature, Vishokanna. Vishokanna means a girl from the childhood is injected poison little by little, 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 little. So, when she is grown up, she whole body is poisonous. So, the politician used to engage such girl to kill his opponent politician. Very nice, beautiful girl, and will go, and as soon as the kissing will be there, he'll die. Just like poisonous. Yes, it is fact. It is not story. I read in medical journal. There was one, not medical journal, you know, logic class. It is called some Typhoid Mary. Typhoid Mary. A girl whose name was Mary. Wherever she would go, all the people associating with her will be attacked with typhoid. Then the medical board examined her blood that she is full of typhoid germs. So therefore, wherever she goes, people become infected. These are medical facts. So therefore, association is so important. Sangha sanjayate kama. According to association, we infect different qualities that they do not know. When nature's law is so particular, as soon as you infect by association with a particular type of quality, you have to suffer for that. Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asked by one devotee, grihastha devotee, householder, "Sir, what is the duty of a grihastha devotee?" Vaishnava. Devotee means Vaishnava. See, he immediately informed him, asasanga tagi Vaishnava acha. A Vaishnava's behavior should be that he should give up the company of asat, non-devotee. That is his first business. He should give up the company of non-devotee. This is first business. Because he will be infected. Therefore, we insist our students that don't go out. Even you are discomfortable, you should tolerate. But you should not go out of the society. Then you will surely fall down. Surely fall down. So if there is inconvenience, little, that is advised in Bhagavad Gita, matras parsastu kontiya sitosna sukhudukkhada. This just like extreme cold or extreme heat, they are troublesome to the body, matras parsa. On account of this material body, we feel extreme cold, extreme heat. But Krishna says, they come and go. It is not that winter season will remain forever, or the summer season will also remain. They may come and go. If it is intolerable, please tolerate. Please tolerate. Then it will all right. I have repeatedly said, Narottam Das Thakur, Tadero Charano Sevi Bhaktasane Bahar. Why you have opened this society? I could have initiated and let him remain at his home. No. The society required. So by association, we become good or bad. If you associate with goodness, then you acquire goodness quality. And if you associate with bad, passionate, ignorant, then you get that quality. So according to that quality, these Yaduvamsa, they were Krishna's descendants. Just like when a king comes, he comes with his associates. So when Krishna appeared, he had to marry so many wives because there is a stage to show Krishna's supreme authority, supremacy. So the demigods came down also from different planets to help Krishna. So these demigods became Krishna's family. Some of the women, the religions, they became Krishna's wife, and some of them became their sons. In this way, huge family of Krishna, Yadu dynasty, 1 crore, very big family, 16,108 wives. Each wife had sons, 10 sons, and each son had 10 sons. In this way, children, grandchildren, and the whole family, big dynasty. Yadu family. It is estimated 100,100 times. So many. Now, Krishna wanted to leave this planet. So what will happen there? If they remain, although Krishna knew that they have come from different planets, but they knew that we are sons and grandchildren of Krishna. They are very much popped up. So, what is the difference between a demon and devotee? A demon is popped up, that's all, falsely. That is demon. And a devotee is submissive, meek and mild. This is the demand. The demand says, go, there, my dear sir, we have got these books to understand Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So you kindly read this book, you will be benefited. What is God? Who is God? I am God. Well, this is demonism. And demigod or a devotee means, oh, here is a book, something about God, Krishna. All right, let me read it. And that is the defense. Asuri bhava masrita. Asuri bhava masrita means they don't care for God. That is the disease. Although they are under the stringent laws of God, still they don't care for God. So this Jadudayanishti Krishna thought that in my absence they are powerful because they to assist me means he had two missions, Pritrana Sadhunam Vinashaya to Duskita. They have killed so many demons. Everywhere they came out victorious because Krishna was there. Now in the absence of Krishna, they would be puffed up, therefore they would be turned again into demons. I belong to Krishna's family, just like in our country, Nityananda Vamsa. I belong to the Nityananda Prabhu. Exploiting people, the Mohammedans also. I belong to the family of Muhammad, Hazrat Muhammad. Caste has no family. He did not marry. Otherwise, somebody would have been very much puffed up. I am family of Christ. So, the material nature is such thing that as soon as you get little power, you become puffed up. That is demonic nature. So, Krishna wanted to take them with him because they came to help Krishna, and after his departure, these demigods who turned into demons, that he did not like to see. Therefore, this Jodhu dynasty was finished amongst themselves because there was no other person to kill the Jodhu and anyone of the Jodhu dynasty. Therefore, this fratricidal war was manufactured and they died.
Jaya aharat bhuvo bharam tam tanum vijahu aja kantakam kantakena.
Kantakam kantakena. Just like if you have got some thorn pricked in your leg, you take another thorn and get it out. This is the law of nature. One demon is killed by another demon. That is the keeping balance. There is war we have experienced. One demonic nation has grown up very strong, so immediately another demonic nation declares war, or he declares war, both of them are finished. This is going on.
Read the part.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur suggested the rishis like Shonaka and others who were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami at Naimisharanya were not happy to hear about the Yadus dying in the madness of intoxication. But to give them
more of the leg.
To give them relief from this mental agony, Suta Goswami assured them that the Lord caused the members of the Yadu dynasty to relinquish their bodies.
Yes, everyone will be sorry that how Krishna's descendants could fight amongst themselves and die like this. It was not very happy to think by other devotees. Therefore the explanation is given.
By which they had to take away the burden of the world. The Lord and His eternal associates appeared on earth to help the administrative demigods in eradicating the burden of the world.
Yes. Jada jada in dharma, the beginning of Krishna's appearance, you know, that in the Krishna book, how Krishna appeared, there was an appeal by the earth, Mother Earth, that she is overburdened with demons. And it was unbearable for her what to do. So this petition was submitted to Vishnu by Brahma, and Vishnu replied that Krishna is coming and he will do the needful. This was the beginning. So, as soon as the dada-dadahi dharmasya glani, the planet becomes overburdened by the sinful demons. So they require to be moved and the burden lessened. That was the function of Krishna's coming. Whenever Krishna comes in different incarnation, there is need. Glani bhavati bharata. Yada jadahi dharmasya glani. Dharmasya glani means, we have explained several times, we have read in the Bhagavad Gita, glani means discrepancy. Discrepancy. And dharma means obedience to God. That is dharma. Religion means, religion does not mean anything else. You can manufacture so many formulas and theses. The real meaning is obedience to God. That is religion. Simple definition. If a man is obedient to God, it doesn't matter to which religion he belongs. He may be a Christian, he may be a Hindu, he may be Muslim. It doesn't matter. Religion means, this I have repeated, religion means the laws of God. There must be laws. God is the supreme, as the state laws are there. Now, there's so many affairs in the cosmic manifestation is going on. How they can think of that there is no law? There is law. The sun is rising exactly in time. The Pacific Ocean is exactly in its position. It is not coming even a few years beyond the area. Such a huge water, it can overflow immediately the whole Los Angeles city in a second. Well, why it is not coming? You are sure. We are walking by the beach. We are sure that the water cannot come here. By whose order? By whose law? But these rascals, they cannot understand. They are saying nature. They give an explanation, nature. But nature is dull. Nature, material nature is dull. We do not find anything material nature, just like this is a material thing. But it is being manipulated by a living being. This has this iron or other metallic preparation. They have been turned into microphone by a living entity. Not that the matter has come automatically and combined together and it has become micro. Where is that instance? Nature and material nature does not combine together. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, jiva bhuto mahabaho jayidam dharjate jagat. He is dividing. Very nice. You read book. Krishna says there are two kinds of nature. Inferior nature and spiritual nature. The inferior nature is matter, bhumi upon all of vayu. And superior nature is the living entity. Why superior living entity? Because the living entity can manipulate the material nature. So matter is manipulated by a living entity and it has become useful. A microphone. The common sense of that. So a living entity is not matter. He is superior nature. We should understand that. So, everything now the superior nature, living entity, he has got mind, intelligence, that is also material. But under the direction of Krishna, the mind, intelligence, ego is working. And how it is working? As he wanted. He is giving simply permission. I want to, just like I want to manufacture something in chemical laboratory. My intense desire is how to make it successful. Then when Krishna sees that you are so much on a burst to do this, so Krishna gives him intelligence that you do like this. Then he becomes a scientist, discoverer. He cannot do it independently. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohananch. One man is committing mistake and one man is doing right. Why? Because within the heart there is Krishna. Krishna is giving direction as he wanted. Actually, Krishna does not want you to do anything else except to become Krishna conscious. That is Krishna's desire. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. That is his desire. People say foolishly, what is the desire of God? And here is the desire of the openly. It is said that you give up all other occupations, simply take to this occupation, how to become a devotee. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. That is Krishna's desire. But we shall not do that thing. We shall do everything except that thing. That is our promise. Therefore we are suffering. That is demonic. That is demonic. Vasuri bhavamasa. Asuri bhavamasa is disobedience to Krishna. Namang duskitanam murha prabaddhante naradhama. Maya apurita jnana asuri bhavamasa. Asuri bhav is it. So, in order to save sometimes asuri bhav, that is increasing asuri bhav, so immediately there is death. But this law is going on, nature's law. Nature is not independent. Nature is working under the direction of the Lord. Maya dhakshena prakriti svyati sa charachanam. So everything is under the law, under the order of God. But he is not under anyone's order, anyone's guidance or anyone's order. That is God. That is the difference. This morning we are discussing that if everything has got cause, then God has got also cause. Yes. But that is the difference if God also has got cause, then how he becomes God? He is one of us. God has no cause. Sarva karana karana. Ishara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha. Anadi radi govinda. Sarva karana karana. Sarva karana karana. He is called of all causes. Because he is anadi. But he has no cause. Adi is the original cause. This is to be understood. That is the difference between God and ourselves. Ego bhuna, God is also two hands. But the mudhas, because God has got two hands, therefore, he is also like me. That is mura. Avajananti maga mura manusim tanuvas. Because God comes as human being with two hands, two legs, one head, therefore he is one of the one. No. It is miscalculation. Just like in the hospital, there are so many patients lying down on the bed. And when the doctor comes, if the patient thinks, now he is also a patient. How is that? He is not a patient. He has come to treat patient. Similarly, God may come like us, because otherwise He'll not accept. He'll be something. God never incarnates with 400 Vishnumurti. This will be something extraordinary. So he comes like exactly like us, but he's not one of us. That is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
He therefore called for some of the confidential demigods to appear in the Yadu family and serve him in his great mission. After the mission was fulfilled, the demigods, by the will of the Lord, relinquished their corporeal bodies by fighting amongst themselves in the madness of intoxication. The demigods are accustomed to drinking soma rasa beverage, and therefore the drinking of wine...
Now, we can take one lesson. The intoxication is so bad that it had a bad effect in the family of God, Jyotirayanist. And what to speak of others? Intoxication is so bad.
Therefore the drinking of wine and intoxication are not unknown to them. Sometimes they were put into trouble for indulging in intoxication. Once the sons of Kuvera fell in the wrath of Narada for being intoxicated, but afterwards they regained their original forms by the grace of the Lord Sri Krishna.
This is goodness. One may be intoxicated. When he comes to his senses that this is not good, then he is godly. That is the defense. But the demon cannot understand that. They continue. Just like our devotees. They are all godly because they had some bad habits. It doesn't matter. But they have given up. That is the difference between the demons and the devotee. A devotee understands what is what and it does according to the direction of God. Therefore he is demigod. The demons will never agree. That is the difference. Yes?
For the Supreme Lord, both the asuras and the demigods are equal.
Yes. They are all of them are sons. They either one is demon or demigod. Both of them are sons of God. But what is the difference between? It's like a father has got two sons or more sons. One son is very obedient to the father and the other son is not. That is the difference here. God has not made anyone demon or demigod. For God, everyone is equal. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Name deshasti na priya. Krishna says in the Bhagavad. I am equal to everyone. Otherwise, how is God? He is equal to everyone. But they are creating their own situation and becoming God or demon. So, in the human form of life, advanced consciousness, instead of becoming demon, we should become demigod. That is the fulfillment of human life. And if we remain demon, then this opportunity is missed. This human form of life is missed. All right. Thank you.